Hello, dear listeners of the charitable podcast called Paleo Bites. I'm Susan Carol Annabeth Eliza Schmertz, award-winning culinary specialist, author of the best-selling book How to Positively Cook Positively, and genuine enthusiast of the all-natural and healthy ways of the paleo diet. Here in this podcast called Paleo Bites, we value the art of the Paleolithic diet, and we want to bestow that delicious knowledge upon our wonderful listeners. Join us on our Patreon, where we discuss pop culture featuring the paleo diet, and this month we're talking about Prehistoric Planet, the recent and highly rated big-budget dinosaur documentary with incredible computer-generated imagery and astounding scope. You won't want to miss this incredible paleo diet course at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. Thank you so much for your support, and have a magical day. I do believe I was given the wrong script. Who knew there were other podcasts out there called Paleo Bites?
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast without shame. We'll streak through dinosaur museums. Or at least I will. Maybe I should be locked up.
Whoa, I mean, I've done that. They haven't locked me up yet.
Well, you're the Overlord Dinosaurs. You can do whatever the hell you want with those dinosaurs.
That's true. That's true. I mean, there are some things I won't go to. I mean, there are some bones I won't cross.
Yeah. Some exactly. You won't. My name is Matthew Dahl. Each week
I won't paint on their faces.
My name is Matthew Dahl. Each week on a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about rated juice and prehistoric animal, will be a dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by this freak over here. It's Lawrence Mack.
Bring me a dinosaur. Name something for me to do with that dinosaur. And, you know, there's probably going to be some velociraptor sounds, but...
Oh, yeah. No, you know? I mean, look, I like dinosaurs. I don't know if I like them that much.
Didn't I hear an earlier episode of this podcast where there were a lot of velociraptor sounds covering up what you would do with dinosaurs?
You're right, my boy.
Yeah, we are a bit more alike in that regard.
I guess it's true. What do I know? I guess I'm being kinder to what I do to the dinosaurs now because I have a dinosaur right over here.
Oh,
and I don't want to offend her.
Right.
See, Lyra, I wouldn't do anything to you. She's like, how offensive. Actually, right? Wait, what am I kidding? She's literally rubbed her butt against my face as if trying to mate with me. So I have a video of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll show it to you after.
That's awesome.
Just her rubbing her butt in my face. I'm like, you're a tad confused, Lyra.
Uh-huh. Not quite.
Indecency. Anyways.
Yep.
So on that lovely note, but that's my question. If you could teach a dinosaur abstinence, which one and why?
Which dinosaur would I choose to teach abstinence to?
Like it wants to be a priest or something, or a nun. Which dinosaur do you think could stop it, screwing all the other dinosaurs? None of them, I don't think. I don't know. They're too horny all the
time. That's what I was going to say. They're all too horny.
Some of them so horny they've got literal horns.
Exactly. Their arms so horny, bruh, I grew a horn.
Triceratops life, so I'm so horny. Pentaceratops says, hold my beer.
Right.
Styracosaurus comes in. And then they're like, oh my god, the horniest of them all.
Right. And you know those carnivores, they get extra horny because they like going for the things that already are horny.
Yeah, some of the carnivores get so horny that they grow their own horns, which is even rarer, like Ceratosaurus or Carnotaurus.
Yeah, exactly. All the horns everywhere. I mean, you talk about humans being, you know, a bit pruder sometimes, but those dinosaurs, they were all over the place. There was this one time in high school we went to this dinosaur orgy. The velociraptors will cover that up.
Oh, my God. So I guess that's the answer to that question. You can't make any of them abstinent. They're just too horny.
Exactly.
Can't
They're
be done.
Too horny.
Even as Overlord dinosaurs, it wouldn't be so cruel.
Exactly.
I demand abstinence from this group.
You have to balance the rules that you instill upon your people. So, you know, there's going to be some rules that they'll follow, like, you know, herbivores eat grass, carnivores eat meat.
I was going to say, when you, it's like the circle of life, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But
if you teach some sustenance, it's not a circle, it's just a line, it just ends.
Yeah, exactly. But you tell them not to feed, and all of a sudden, just boom. And I hope the Velociraptors caught that one.
They did. They
okay,
did.
Good.
Oh, man. So, oh, God. All right. So, all right. Here's a dinosaur. I think I could pretty much teach abstinence to. Except if I did teach abstinence to this dinosaur, there'd be no other dinosaurs because this one's a pretty early one.
Exactly. It just taught abstinence to itself because it was like, you know what?
This dinosaur idea isn't really. It's not worth it.
I don't have the hots for any of these little things out here.
All right. Coelophysis. It means hollow form. Was my dreams.
It's hollow because nothing will fill it.
Type it is a basal or basal. I forget what I say. Basal theropod. People are like, oh, like the basil and oregano. But like, I don't know. It's just BASAL. Right? Is it basil? Basil or theropod?
How's those basil?
Basil theropod.
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever it is. More specifically, it's in the coelophysid group of theropods. That's helpful. Hey, yeah. Look, it's an elephant. Wait, what's an elephant? It's an elephanted. A group of elephant animals that includes the elephants. Gee, thanks.
Right? That's a big help.
Size 7 to 10 feet, so that's 2.2 to 3 meters long. 44 to 55 pounds, 20 to 25 kilograms. Was a carnivore, lived in the late Triassic to early Jurassic, 221 to 196 million years ago. Quite a range.
Yeah, no kidding. They stuck around for quite a while for not being very horny.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They were just so long-lived.
Yeah.
We were the only generation. We chose not to have sex, so in order to prolong the species, we just must live forever.
That's what it was. They were like the old, wizened...
Wait. There's a way for them not to have sex and still continue the species if they all go under parthenogenesis, like what Blue the Raptor did in Jurassic World Dominion.
Oh, yeah. Hey, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. That must have been how they did it.
Great. You have all the... You get rid of the sex, but you still have babies.
Or maybe.
That's like all the worst bits of both. Like...
If we ever found any coelophysis nests or eggs or anything?
Actually, they did eat. Well, we'll get to that.
I was going to say, if they didn't, maybe they just straight up underwent mitosis. Sure, that would be painful for a multi-celled organism, but, you know.
Location southwestern USA, possibly South Africa and Zimbabwe as well.
Possibly?
Possibly. We don't know. There are bones that might be identified that we don't know yet. Described in 1887, pop culture appearances, the TV documentaries Walking with Dinosaurs, and also When Dinosaurs Roamed America, where technically it appeared there twice, as another segment had Syntarsis in the early Jurassic segment, which we now know to be another species of coelophysis.
Of course.
I know, Lyra. Bizarre dinosaurs and dinosaur fun fact and fantasy, a cameo in Fantasia.
Really?
You ever seen that part of Fantasia with all the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's apparently one of them is a coelophysis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh, I haven't seen that in so long.
I like the part where you see one of them that's like, you see the Triceratops, but then you see at one point there's one that's clearly a Chasmosaurus. Because it's got the long frill and the short horns.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Was he eating somebody?
No, it was just watching as the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus were fighting.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's a fun fight.
So it was going to eat that Stegosaurus afterwards, yeah. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, T-Rex kills it for him. It'll eat the loser.
So it's in the video games, Tycoon Dinosaur Digs, Jurassic World Evolution 2, Prehistoric Kingdom, and the 90s edutainment games, Dinosaur Explorers and Dinosaur Adventure 3D. The latter, not to be confused with the 90s edutainment game 3D Dinosaur Adventure, which is, for some reason, a completely different game.
Well, you know, one's 3D, one's a 3D adventure. Well,
they're both adventures. It's literally the same, it's just adventure, 3D Dinosaur Adventure and Dinosaur Adventure 3D.
Oh, gotcha. Potato, patata.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One is 3D... I can't make it work. Joke aborted.
Oh, is that like the X-rated parody?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we go.
Triple D, Dinosaur Adventure, and...
Yeah, because, you know, it's got triple D...
And then three...
Press.
Most of the time we find dinosaur bones, we can find a few fragmentary remains. one or two bones, some damage, maybe even fragmentary remains of one bone, maybe a single tooth or half a tooth. Fossilization requires incredibly specific processes, is incredibly rare. So any amount of animal we find at all is basically a full-blown miracle.
Every time you find something.
So us being blessed by the gods of luck and fate.
Exactly. Every time you go to unearth a dinosaur, if you're at, you know, a dig site. Yeah, I went to dig site up in Alberta once.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
And, you're brushing away some of the dirt and stuff, cleaning it off, getting the bone exposed.
Yeah.
And when you first start to get to the bone and you find it, you're brushing it off, a little light shines down and you hear a chorus.
It's like you were blessed by the Greek goddess Tyche, T-Y-C-H-E.
Yeah.
Goddess of fortune, chance, providence, and fate. I looked this up.
I was going to say, do you have that off the top of your head?
No. Tyche or Tyche. I'm assuming with Greek it would be Tyche or Tyche.
Yeah.
Tyche. Yeah.
Something like that.
Anyways, let's do a prayer and offering to Tyche and you'll find all the dinosaur bones you could ever want. This is a science podcast. Yep. Why do you ask?
Exactly.
The thing is, this is the only reasonable explanation I can think of for the study of coelophysis, because in 1947, an area of New Mexico known as Ghost Ranch, hundreds upon hundreds of individual complete skeletons were found in a mass burial.
Wow. That's, really?
Yeah.
What,
Flash flood, they think.
Flash flood.
Or I guess,
okay.
God, this is so dark.
Or a dinosaur,
some sort of genocide.
Yeah.
Auschwitz.
That's what I was saying. Dinosaur Auschwitz.
Oh, God damn.
That was in New Mexico? Ghost Ranch, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Is where they found the...
Haunting.
Are all the ghosts just ghosts of
dinosaurs?
They're
just a bunch of coelophysis. Coelophysis.
Hey, you ever wonder about that? Because, you know, people see, like, I believe in the paranormal. I believe in ghosts and stuff. I don't know why this just popped into my head, because, you know, this is a science podcast specifically.
I mean, hey, we've talked about zodiac stuff. We've talked about astrology a lot in this show before.
Oh, fair enough.
But girlfriend and I are both cancers.
I'm sorry. I mean,
classic joke.
Yeah.
you're not Leo.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, you are
a
Leo. Okay.
Most people don't think that at first because I don't act like a Leo in any way, shape, or form.
Aren't you like on the cusp of the next one?
Yeah, like as on the 19th, I was 19th, and I think it changes on the 21st or 22nd.
Yeah.
So it's right there, and I guess I have a couple of weird moon signs or
so
something.
So like
I'm
Cancer, but on the cusp of Leo.
July
20th, like July 22nd or 1st is
Yeah, something like that.
That's how it works, right?
Yep.
Anyways, you believe in the paranormal, you were saying? So.
Yeah, so, I believe in the paranormal. My last house, I had a bunch of ghost stories from. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, even personal things. But, you ever wonder why we don't see any ghosts of dinosaurs, or if we do?
I've been told to keep it secret, so. Hush, hush.
Oh. Oh, are the FBI going to come at...
I'm in a black, more or less.
Who's at the door?
And also, this is on a podcast that's going to be distributed around worldwide.
Hey,
so.
H&K, what's up?
because of this find in Ghost Ranch, Coelophysis is one of the best-known dinosaurs ever in paleontology. With only Allosaurus and a few others coming close. So,
wow.
It's often used as the archetypal early dinosaur, despite the fact it lived up to 35 million years after the evolution of dinosaurs. And it was much more advanced than some of the first ones. Like, you know, Herrerasaurus and Eoraptor have undergone many different taxonomic classifications over the decades due to being so primitive, with scientists going back and forth between early theropods, theropod-like saurischians, or not even true dinosaurs at all.
So were they advanced enough to have, like, Teslas and stuff? Or?
Yeah. They had Teslas. Yeah. They had BMWs.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, so they're like
Hummers.
First world dinosaurs right there.
General Motors was a thing back then, so... Like,
oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
They were all driving Hummers.
So all the poor dinosaurs were driving Chevys and Dodges, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Parasaurus are driving, like, Model T Fords, you know, and other stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, I did some research for my Tesla, not sequel.
Uh-huh.
There was a car, like it's called, like, it's one of the speedsters. Back then, it can go up to 140 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, that must have been terrifying for the poor
race
car drivers of the 1920s.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see, what is it called? Hold on. I
remember all the or hearing about the hype of, like, when trains would go more than 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
People afraid, like, their brains would melt to the back of their
skulls.
Or,
like, they wore goggles at first for cars.
Uh-huh.
Because they thought that they would go too fast, that it would peel off their eyes or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Let's see. Hold on. So I've looked at the 1924 Duesenberg Model A Speedster.
Wow.
Could go up to 140 miles an hour.
140.
That's a pretty car. It's bright red. It's got those curves that like a 1920s car would
have.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Damn, I don't know if my car goes up to 140 miles an hour.
This was like a race car, though, to be fair.
Oh, I guess that's true.
But it was like,
it was designed for that.
But yeah. Anyways, where was I? Talking about 1920s race cars on this.
Something about Cielo Feisty. Cielo Feisty were like the Cielo Feisty. They were like the race cars of the dinosaur mode, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, like they're still pretty early, but more advanced.
We'll
because
bring this
like
around somehow. Yeah.
Anyways, so, but here's some of the things that are more advanced about Cielo Feisty. So its torso conforms to the base theropod shape and even has a wishbone, a distinguishing characteristic found in later theropod dinosaurs and even modern birds, but not earlier theropod dinosaurs. Another thing is that while earlier dinosaurs like Herrerasaurus had five fingers, Coelophysis had only three.
Oh.
Although the thing is, it had four, but the fourth wasn't functional and was actually embedded within the flesh of the hand, which sounds horrifying written out, but is really no different than our tailbones.
Yeah, I was just going to say a tailbone kind of thing.
Or,
yeah,
to use the technical term, coccyx.
Can you imagine if it wasn't, you know, embedded in the flesh and it had four fingers? You know how hard it would be for them to flip people off? Nobody would be able to tell. Are you pointing in some direction?
It's true. Three fingers is much easier to do the finger. Two fingers, though, you can't. There's no
point. Oh, yeah,
no,
exactly.
No way. Yeah. Unless you put two of them together and like it.
Right. Or I guess if they just had two fingers, they could go the really old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
You know, it was the, this started off as like an archer. Archer thing. I don't know if you know the history of.
Oh, I think I've heard this. Yeah.
Like that, people show two fingers because that's how it'd be like. I could kill you with just two fingers.
Oh, that's true.
What
I
pull the
bow
back
that.
With.
It'd be very easy to do the Vulcan salute, though.
Oh yeah, exactly. Peace out, bro.
Let's do that too. More like, yeah. Oh god. So yeah, like it's really no different from that from our coccyx. Coccyx, that's a technical term for tailbones. By the way, the plural of coccyx is coccyges.
Coccyges?
People say, like, fall on your coccyxes. It's like, no, the plural is coccyges.
Now I know why the dinosaurs were so horny all the time.
All right, but like a lot of the earlier theropods, though, Coelophysis had a fairly long neck and a long and narrow head, with forelobed face and eyes that, based on comparing its sclerotic rings to modern birds. It gives evidence that it was diurnal, meaning it lived in the day rather than night,
right,
and visually oriented. For a while, Coelophysis was considered a cannibal, with bones looking very similar to baby Coelophysis found in the stomachs of adult Coelophysis skeletons. But then in 2002, a paper that said those specimens were misinterpreted and actually belonged to small crocodile-like archosaurs like Hesperosuchus.
Oh.
Which was also supported in another paper in 2006. So it wasn't a cannibal. Or was it? Because just as when Coelophysis was off the hook in 2009, we found new evidence of cannibalism in regurgitate material found in adult Coelophysis fossils' jaws. These were tiny teeth and jawbones that were found to be morphologically identical to juvenile Coelophysis.
Huh.
Come on, Coelophysis, we can't trust you to maintain your image. How many chances do we have to give you?
Exactly. We got you off of the first warning, and then you just did us dirty again the second time.
Yeah, you're like the Kanye of dinosaurs. Keep giving you chances and you keep screwing it up.
Exactly. Like, we keep bailing you out. You keep screwing it. You keep digging yourself a deeper hole. You'd have been fine if you just did nothing.
Yeah. Just sit down and be quiet.
Yeah,
it's
exactly
one of the easiest things you can do. You literally do nothing.
Exactly. Like, just eat some grass.
Yeah. Coelophysis couldn't because there was no grass back then.
Well, I mean, if they came back home to Colorado.
Well, I guess that's true.
There's plenty of grass here. Mm-hmm,
yeah, anyways. But yeah, it's like the Kanye of dinosaurs. And speaking of out-of-touch billionaires, Coelophysis also has undergone a rare activity people like that have done, and that's go to space.
Really?
Yeah. A skull of Coelophysis was taken aboard the Space Shuttle Endeavour in 1998.
Wow.
Making it the second dinosaur to have ever gone to space, the first being Mayasura.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, though, like out-of-touch billionaires, there was no reason for it to go to space other than to show that it could go to space, and it was quickly returned to Earth after having undergone no scientific study whatsoever. Frickin'.
What are they expecting it to do? Like, form a third eyeball in the middle of space?
It's like, oh, interesting. Write that down, scientists.
Right?
The bones under get a third eyeball.
Exactly.
It's seeing things. It's perceiving reality. What is it that the Hindus believe? It's like the third eye. Where it's
exactly. Like, it sees into the spirit.
Yeah, it's I've transmorgified reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Practicing Hindu here, listeners.
And I just want to make sure we clear this up. Those two dinosaurs were the first known to human dinosaurs to go to space.
Well, known to human dinosaurs
to go to
space?
We all know the rest of them.
As opposed to non-human dinosaurs.
Did I say human dinosaurs?
Yeah, you said...
The first dinosaurs...
What do you know about human dinosaurs? Are the lizard folks real? I know, Lyra. She's like, they're getting too close.
Agent K? Can you come back?
But yes, no, I see what you're saying, though. These are the first dinosaurs known to humans to have gone to space.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get
at. Yeah,
yeah. We all know the rest of them escaped on some spaceship to avoid...
Hey, wait, stop spoiling my book, Megazoic and Era's End.
Oh, man. All the dinosaur fossils we found are the dinosaurs who lost the lottery to escape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Just like in the movie 2012, only the rich and powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Get aboard, yeah.
Or occasionally, if the... as Overlord of Dinosaurs, I do know that they did not do this because I was Overlord, obviously.
Yes, of course, too.
And, you know, at one point in 2012, they were talking about how they did get a lot of their scientists. And,
yes.
And, you know, good-looking physical specimens aboard, yes. That kind of stuff. Screw it, we didn't do that. I mean, I wanted money.
Yeah.
I wanted to get rich.
I mean, it's obviously, it's worthless when there's nothing to spend it on afterwards, but you got to get the money.
Exactly. You got to take the afterlife, and I'm not there yet.
You've seen Moonfall. More 100 billion years. His latest movie. You've seen Moonfall, right?
Moonfall.
The latest Roland Emmerich masterpiece.
That sounds familiar. I don't think I have seen it.
It's on HBO Max. You should watch it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Is it?
It's incredible. It takes such a turn two-thirds of the way. You like you hear the premise, and you're like, it's the moon's falling, right? It's pretty straightforward. Then two-thirds. So much, I don't want to spoil it for you, but so much stuff happens
where
you're just like, I thought this was just about the moon falling. Like, now there's all this.
Okay, I'll check that out. Sounds cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, Moonfall. On HBO, you said?
Yeah, HBO Max. Yeah.
Okay, HBO Max. I'll check that out.
In terms of everyone has guilty pleasures, I don't believe in guilty pleasures because if you like something, don't feel bad about
it. Yeah, exactly.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Who cares?
Life is short. You got to enjoy it.
In terms of those movies that try to be like dumb disaster movies, Moonfall is the biggest dumbest disaster movie.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's amazing.
It swung so hard. Big
shot
swing.
For the stars.
Big swing.
Yeah.
Some swing so big it could have stopped the moon from falling. Just batted it back into orbit.
Nice.
Anyways,
very
let's
nice.
Rate Steel Fices 1 out of 65. Mil.
Well... I never found a chance to get in my cellophane joke, so...
Probably for a good reason.
Yeah, I was, and it just never popped up, you know. I still can't even think of a good way to insert it now, so I guess we'll
speaking
just...
Speaking of popped up...
I'll just cover that up for now with my cellophane and put that in the fridge for storage until next time.
Well, it's like, remember in Superman 2, was it? Or Superman 3 with the cellophane S? One of the old Superman movies. I've never seen it, but I've seen clips of it.
Yeah.
Back when Superman could just do anything. One of the times, like, his suit, the S, on the, could just be a cell phone, just throw it and entangle someone. Those movies were dumb.
They were a good time.
I know people really like the Richard Donner, like, the Christopher Reeve Superman movies.
Yeah.
I can't watch them. I can't watch them now. They're too dumb. They've aged too much.
Yeah. Some stuff doesn't age well. Other things do.
Yeah, I know, Lyra. I thought you'd be quiet. Turns out you're loud, so I'm just leaving you in. You're a dinosaur. You want input on this dinosaur podcast.
Exactly. She is the foremost expert.
Yeah.
Well, sort of.
Of course. Overlord dinosaur is supposed to just a dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly. But it is good to have like a knowledge check every now and then.
Yeah, just fact checker.
Yeah, fact checker. Yeah,
of course.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Presidents have those, or we're just got to have them too.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to rate Steelfice as like 42 million. So it's a good classic dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah.
Good classic early dinosaur.
Right?
Like, and you look at it like, oh, such humble beginnings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go back to the roots, get the humble beginnings. You know, you go back so far to where they act a little bit inbred and just eat each other all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It does do that.
You know?
But hollow form, I can relate to that. Someone with a hollow form myself. Like, I just look at this big belly.
I was just going to say, I wish I was hollow form.
Look at this big belly. There's nothing. There's no fat. Just air. I'm
just
a balloon.
It's just air. Just drum and you get the echo sound. Well, I'm going to say... I'm feeling like I'm going to land on a 36 million.
36 million.
36 cool. million. Good, cool, that's solid, good. You know, class.
It's not solid, hollow.
Oh, yeah. It's good. A good hollow dinosaur. Yep. Just like my Easter bunny candy chocolate things.
Just like my heart.
Oh, that's deep. But we talked about, you know, a bit... It was a mid Triassic?
Late Triassic to mid to early Jurassic.
Oh, okay.
Did survive the
Jurassic. That completely went out of my window for a joke, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, contact me at mattdeep@matthewdonnacreator.com for any joke questions to any of the co-hosts. You can follow me on social media at Matthew Don Creator on Facebook, Matthew Don 64 everywhere else, like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. If you want to contact Lawrence, good luck.
Yep. I will most likely be in a different decade.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, a different century, different millennium, it's possible.
Yeah.
You're
like Doctor Who, basically.
Technically, if Mr. Donald over here doesn't mess with my time machine again.
Well, I can't help it. It's a police box.
I'd see it as soon as I get back, which would be, you know, about now.
Oh, okay. Oh, hello, you're back. Yeah. You just went on a big adventure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, my beard doesn't grow 10 inches over a second.
Wow, that's true. Wow, that's cool. I just thought it was a fun ability you had. just randomly going
beard.
On time adventures. So.
Beard aggro. All right.
I have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. No Steelfices in it because I only do... Jurassic Cretaceous dinosaurs in it, and although I guess this is all technically Jurassic dinosaurs, I could have, but I didn't know. I thought it was just Triassic when I was first writing Megazoic. I didn't realize it also bled into the Jurassic. So,
they died off by then.
Yeah.
They were too hollow to really hold up.
Yeah, that's true.
they would have just caved.
It would have caved. The hollow form would have become a caved in form.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. That's it for this week. Stay at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. Hollow form, just
hollow form.
Hollow, just stick it with a needle, and just, you know, like a balloon out of.
Ooh, can I do that with my stomach? Is
that's, have that's how you lose the fat?
Yeah.
Who needs liposuction?
Exactly. You just do a little stab, just squeeze, pop it like a pimple.
Yeah. Anyways, bye, listeners. Get the hell out of here.